This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One.
I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Fort Hunter Lickett in Monterey County.
I'm First Lieutenant Wanda Carr. I am the headquarters company, Fort Hunter Lickett Garrison, executive officer.
So you got a lot of responsibilities, huh?
Yes, I do.
It's called the buck stops here.
Yes, It does.
And my name is Staff Sergeant Daniel Willis. I am the RSO, which stands for Religious Support Operations, here for Fort Hunter Lickett.
My name is Shalom Green. I'm the Fort Hunter Lickett Force Protection Officer here, sir. United States Army Garrison, Fort Hunter Lickett.
So you're Army, active?
I'm a civilian, but I'm also a reservist. So I wear civilian clothes and a uniform. You just caught me in the civilian side today.
So tell us about life on the base and what you're most proud of, why you like duty station here.
Life on a base is an experience of a lifetime. You are exposed to a plethora of things that they actually put in place for the soldiers as well as for the civilians. It is a remote area. You're surrounded by the beauty of the mountains. And consider I'm a farm girl. This is awesome with the mountains and even the wildlife. I love the wildlife. So it is definitely an experience and in the heart and central of California. But little did I know that they have mountains here, because being from the East Coast, they always show the beaches. So it's kind of homey to me and like a country feel, because I was raised on a farm in Louisiana.
Oh, I love it. So definitely feel that comfort zone.
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Whereabouts in Louisiana?
I'm from Kentwood, Louisiana.
Oh, never heard of it.
Britney Spears' hometown.
Oh.
She put us on the map.
Shows out of the loop. I
yes.
Sergeant Willis?
Yeah, so, you know, life on post here at Fort Hunter Lickett is really great, because I love remote areas. Mm-hmm. See, I spent my summers growing up in Vicksburg, Mississippi. So the only difference here is just that the mountains are added. So, and I'm an outdoors person. I love to hike. So this is like heaven out here for me. There's so many places to go and hike and things like that. I'm like a kid in a candy store, you know.
So not bad duty, huh?
Not bad duty at all.
So you deal with things of the spirit.
Yes, I do. I work with 3 chaplains, and you know, we have a lot of fun. We do a lot of things to help build resiliency and the spiritual needs for the community here at Fort Hunter Lickett.
So you work hand in hand with the troops. What ways do you help? What are the most successful ways that you can enhance their experience?
Well, the main way we help is we help with providing religious support. We have a number of soldiers, especially the trainees that come here to train with different religious backgrounds. And we're able to work with them in that aspect of trying to provide chaplains in their religious backgrounds and everything. So that's a really big help for them. For example, if we had a soldier who was Islamic, you know, we would contact the Islamic chaplain to be able to help come out and provide religious support for them.
And how long have you been stationed here?
I've been stationed here since March of 2018.
So pretty new.
I am.
And you're looking forward to hanging out here for a while?
Yes, I'll be here more likely for about 2 more years. And it's a great assignment, and I know I won't get tired of it because I love nature. So.
And what were some of your previous duty stations?
Well, my last duty station was Germany. I was at Simbach, Germany in Kaiserslautern. I served there for 2 years. Prior to Germany, I was at Fort Hood. Fort Hood, they call it the great place.
My parents live right nearby there. And you know where Belton is?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Be there next week.
All right. Yeah. Well, I plan to retire back in Texas, so that's going to be my retirement home.
And you're airborne.
I am.
Is that 101st or?
No, that's 18th Airborne Corps. I have a total of 31 jumps.
And so did you ever go over the Middle East? Did you go that way too?
Yes, I did. I've been to Iraq once and to Afghanistan once, so I deployed twice.
What's your strongest memory of your duty time there? What sticks with you?
Oh, the camaraderie. It was like, you know, at first I was nervous. I thought everybody was going to be uptight and just edgy, but deployment life is the best life for me because everybody is open, you know, they're opening up to you and they're
tight.
Right, right.
That old band of brothers.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what it was like. You know, I wasn't expecting that. Mm-hmm. You know, when I went there, it was like a total different world. So
here we are. Security.
How you doing, sir?
I'm great. Your name again?
Excellent. Shalom Green. I'm the United States Army Garrison Force Protection Officer.
And that means your police, special investigation?
Whatever resources that are, as you see around here, the facilities and the personnel, I make sure that whatever they need to stay safe, I provide.
So security in 2 different dimensions, and protective, offensive, defensive.
Proactive and reactive. Mm-hmm. Right.
So tell us a little bit more about what you do and what is closest to your heart.
Making sure that the soldiers, as they come, they leave the same way. Seeing them train, seeing them get the benefits of this area, and then also provide information to them to go out and visit the Central California beautiful skyline. Mm-hmm. There's so many things around here, so that's just the greatness that I feel when I hear soldiers come here and get what they're supposed to get, the reason why we're out here in this area.
As you're talking, I'm going, you know, this is double cool duty station, and you know it, huh?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. If you really, really take the time, as my battles here say, and look around and then venture out a little bit more what this area has to offer, mm-hmm. you'll truly enjoy yourself.
And you could be in a base in the middle of an urban area, or, as they said in Air Force, the only hole above ground.
Well, in the Army, we always make our places home, so it doesn't matter where they put us, we're going to make it home.
Yeah, I love it. And how long have you been stationed here?
2011. I moved out here into this area. So it's come a long way, and it's got more to go. We're pushing that. We're pushing that good.
And how long have you been in the Army?
Since 2007, sir. 2007 I've been in. So I'm enjoying it. It's something that you always have a challenge everywhere you turn. So there's challenges everywhere, but I'm liking it.
In some of your previous duty stations?
I was in Fort Lewis, which is in Washington State. I did Oklahoma, so I've been a couple of places, but I've never had the opportunity to deploy. Mm-hmm. Never had that been sent off to that area yet.
Okay, so anything that you guys want to add, now's your time to share. It really is a remote, isolated base. Tell us about what you feel and think about being here.
What I feel when I'm here is like it's a family. And being an executive officer, it is my job to make sure that their personnel records is updated, making sure they get promoted and their promotions packets is taken care of, make sure they get to the right schools. So being here in a remote area, it gives me the opportunity to make sure all that happens. Because some soldiers, when they go to different bases, they don't get that. So I help provide all of the administrative aspect to the soldiers, make sure they get taken care of. So it's just like one big family.
Family once again.
So, you know, it's interesting because I was stationed at Presidio Monterey in Monterey, California from 2006 to 2009, and we would normally bring the soldiers out here on the weekends to Fort Hunter Liggett for their training, and we would do ruck marks with them and everything. So I was pretty much familiar with Fort Hunter Liggett before I came. Mm-hmm. So that's why I was kind of excited about coming down, because I knew what it looked like already, what the terrain was.
Right. Wasn't a surprise.
Absolutely, it wasn't a surprise at all.
I can't tell you the number of times Amy knows this, people get mm-hmm. duty station assignment in Monterey County, and in their mind they're thinking of Carmel. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden here they are.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the good thing about 400 Liggett too, you have Monterey less than 2 hours away. And so you still have a lot of good things around to do with family members. And
southbound, you got Paso Robles, world-class wine region.
That's right. And I currently stay in Paso Robles. So.
Okay, so you know it well.
Yeah, exactly. Staff Sergeant Daniel Willis.
Shalom Green.
First Lieutenant Wanda Carr.
I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Fort Hunter Liggett in Monterey County.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.